time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks. It's the unvaccinated folks that are letting us down.
Governor Kay Ivey praising science and the Trump administration's work on Operation Warp Speed, encouraging Americans to get the shot, hoping, she says, that common sense will prevail.
And surely they don't want to choose a self-inflicted, horrible illness and possible death.
Blaming the unvaccinated still farther than the White House wants to go.
Should the administration be taking a sharper tone against unvaccinated people for putting vaccinated people at risk?
Well, I don't think our role is to place blame.
Instead, the administration says it's sticking with the science as fearful residents of states in Delta's crosshairs choose the vaccine.
Importantly, states with the highest case rates are actually seeing their vaccination rates go up. This is a very positive trend.
Even so, a new poll shows many Americans don't care about the evidence. Nationally, 45% of the unvaccinated still say they won't get it. Just 3% say they definitely will.
It is so much more infectious than the original Wuhan virus.
Across the country, medical experts are now holding regular briefings on the COVID numbers and the cold, hard facts.
If you are around a group of people and you're all been vaccinated, you're probably fine. But if you're around a lot of unvaccinated people, there is a good chance that you could still get the Delta virus and you might transmit it.
And as with the very first wave of COVID-19, if you get it, there is that very real danger that you may transmit it to a vulnerable population like the elderly with potentially deadly results. Rob, that, the pollsters say, is a fact that's being cited by a lot of people who are changing their minds and getting the shot.